B-Pod Studios.
Tub.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How we doing?
Doing good.
What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a really morning. It's really like lunch for me.
Well, it's 10. It's like snack time.
Yeah, rubble. Do that rubble. Sports really starting to piss me off.
Man, we usually don't get this deep in this song. I really like this song.
Yeah.
With a pocket
full of
Hardy!
You know what Hardy looks like today?
Who?
I mean, I used to watch like those Tony Hawk things on like MTV. Like, if Hardy walked in with a backpack and a skateboard today, I'm like, hey, that fits your outfit. Hardy had a problem this morning. Tried to either dress like a skater boy or a golfer boy.
Golfer boy.
And like if a skater boy and a golfer boy had sex, bang, they'd spit Hardy out.
Do you know how sex works?
I don't think creation works.
I watched sharks have sex last week, okay?
Yeah, but I think one was male, one was female. Is the point, so.
You could find.
I don't know, you could get a baby. I'm not sure that, well, yeah, you can, but it's not as a result of them having sex.
Did you watch Dr. Pimple Popper last night, Zo?
I did not. I did not know it was on. Damn it. Why didn't you text me? Because I was looking for stuff last night. And I didn't go to 867. Damn it.
Afterward, there was a show on about, like husbands who are carrying the child. And, you know, in this, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
The husbands were carrying the child.
And he got fake watermelon in his belly?
No, it's, you know, the science, gender ambiguity, assignment at birth, all this stuff. But, I mean, it was going to be like a whole show about it. And I was going to stay up and watch it, but I was too traumatized by what I saw in Dr. Pimple
Popper
last night.
Was it bad? Was it a big one?
Oh, my God. There was a cyst.
So never mind.
There was a cyst on the back of this woman's neck.
Was it leaking when she went in?
No.
See, I like the ones that leak, and the lady's like, I smell something, but I don't know what it is. Oh, that's the pus inside your body.
How do you not know what it is?
Because I've seen that before there, and a lady goes in like, you know, I take showers all the time, but just something really smells bad. And like, so, I don't know if you've ever popped one on your shoulder. Like, if it's really like loose and liquid, they don't smell. It's the ones that come out like string, and it's sort of like a mayonnaise material. Like, that's what I was getting disgusted by, McCone eating a mayonnaise.
So that's identifying some symptoms when you're going.
Yeah, you smell something that smells bad.
Well, this was a lymphoma, and it came out in two big chunks.
See, that's different.
Actually, it was. I mean, it kind of looked like two halves of like an ass.
So yeah, two
and
cores.
Came out. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe she got it on one. She had that.
She's so calm, too.
That Dr. Lee, she is something else, boy. It's a miracle.
Never
worker,
has a hair out
really.
Of place. It's, yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of reporting symptoms.
Yeah.
A Boston Bruin reported symptoms a couple of days ago and then was sidelined for it.
Yeah.
Oh, he learned his lesson.
He didn't say, oh, I have some pus leaking out of my neck and I don't know what it is. He said, I have a cough.
Yeah.
That would be Tuukka Rask. We were wondering why he was not available to the team in their first game back. Here is Tuukka yesterday afternoon on why.
I'm sorry, Tuukka, did you say you had the quarantine?
Yeah. I had a cough, so I just clicked yes on the app, and then all kinds of red lights started blinking, and I was quarantined for 2 days. They wanted to do two negative tests after that, and that's it. So now I was back today.
And you feel like you'd be ready for Wednesday, or?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like they want to be very cautious of that. You know, if there's any symptoms, because, you know, obviously if you happen to test positive and, you know, meanwhile, you've already spread it around for who knows how many guys. So, yeah, I'll be ready to go.
Go to Kevin DuPont.
Never good for a goalie, Tuukka, for red lights to be flashing, I guess.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to get used to that.
Yeah.
Waka.
By the way, we nailed it on why he wasn't there.
I knew it right away.
We said it yesterday.
I think our good friends here at the Beasley Media Group, and I think 98.5 The Sports Hub, we should adopt the same
type of app.
We
talked about office environments.
We should have an app.
This may be the case there, that if you report any type of symptom, you are automatically sidelined.
My fingers are sore.
And that's exactly what he did. We had where were you? Were you not listening? I don't think Hardy was listening to that conversation yesterday.
First day back. He's trying to immerse himself back in the environment. You know?
We nailed it.
Huh. I don't remember that part.
Well, it took me back to that March day when
that's all true.
I was telling you guys I had a little sore throat. Little tingles in it.
Jog your memory?
Funny tingle guy,
yes,
right? Funny tingle guy.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Somebody thought I should have stayed home.
All right.
So all right then.
Yeah, everybody.
Nah, I don't know about everybody.
Everybody what?
I don't think everybody said I should stay at home.
You're the only one who didn't say you wanted to stay home. Everyone here said stay home.
I got a headache today, but I didn't say, hey, I'm going to stay home today.
No. Here we go.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke.
Any other symptoms?
No.
All right.
Jeez, there's 17 different symptoms you could have now.
You check your temperature?
We should adopt that app here at the station, I think. You want to weigh in? We check that box. And then tell Jim whether I can come in or not. Right, Jim? Jim says no.
I don't think that's his job.
We could be.
To produce an app for you to type in every day? No, I don't think that's in the job description. Okay, Jim.
There's got to be some nerd out there.
It's called Messages.
Create a COVID app.
It's called Slack.
If you don't mind, create a COVID app for everyone to be using here at the station, which you can then make decisions on in the app every day. So that's what it was. So he had a cough.
Okay.
And he reported it, and he did the right thing, right? You're supposed to answer those questions honestly. He answered it honestly and then was immediately shut down.
So here's my question real quick here.
Yeah.
So like the NFL came to agreement, the league and the NFLPA, on all the protocols and how they're going to handle COVID. And it supposedly came in a three-ring binder. It was three times the size of a playbook. So there's got to be something when they spoke to the hockey guys about, okay, here's what's going to happen. If you check box A, B, C, D, E, F, there's protocol that we need to follow. You need to also understand and be in agreement with as a player.
Right.
So tell me, so for him going into this, he had to get it that if I got a cough, they're going to tell me you're going to sit for 2 days. And I got to be good with that when I tell them that.
So you're assuming that he knew this?
I am. I mean, you're a starting goalie in the National Hockey League, and he's telling you about awareness right there that, hey, I could be affecting people in the room and not know it, so I have, like, that tells me he knew then.
Right? Are you ready for this?
Are you guys
ready? Zoe, we have a very detailed plan here at Beasley Media Group in Boston for COVID protocols. We do. Have you read it?
Yeah.
I don't believe him.
No,
I don't believe you.
No, about the mask and wearing hands and distancing and when you...
No, those are the emails. Those are all coming.
No, I've read
that. Have you read the actual, like, document?
Oh, hell no.
Right. It's lengthy.
Right.
22-page PowerPoint, right?
Yeah, it's like 22 pages.
I know Beetle read it.
I did read it.
Jim read it because he has to.
He has to.
T-Bone, did you read it? Nope. So for Zoe, for you to say that Tuukka Rask knew exactly because he's been told. Well, technically, we've been told too.
Right.
But I don't know what the...
You'd have to review
specifically,
it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's different when you're Tuukka Rask and you're there every day and you're getting tested all the time. You're like, well, I know I don't have it.
Yeah, it's not like
I've been getting tested. How often are they getting tested?
See, and I think
every day.
But I think that's, and this is where there could, this is where it could create confusion. I think with players across all fronts in all sports, that the baseball is every 48 hours. NFL, you just found out if you refuse a COVID test, you're getting fined $50,000. That's how serious they are about the testing. So I think he got to a point where, okay, I've been tested, I've been playing. I feel comfortable enough checking off, okay, I got a little cough here, but I'm not going to be held responsible to where they're going to make me sick.
Right,
but
he may have expected that he checked that, and they say, make sure you check in with your team doctor, your team trainer.
Here's the question.
Head trainer, right?
You talk to your coach, you talk to your, you know, your trainers. You're living in the bubble that
they get tested every single day in the NHL.
Yeah.
Every day, every staff member, every player, every staff member in the hotels, they all get tested every 24 hours.
This is probably why they feel comfortable telling you that I have a symptom.
If he's taken 5 days worth of tests in a row and he's negative, which we now know that entire week, every single player tested negative in the bubble. We know that. Yeah. That was announced yesterday.
He's thinking, 7,000 tests.
Yeah, I have a cough. I'm fine. But yeah, I'll answer honestly. And then it's like, nope, 48-hour quarantine. And he's like, what? No, for what? I'm negative. I just took a test yesterday. What is the problem here?
If it was Sunday, would he have said he had a cough the day of game instead of the day before?
There's my question.
That's a good question.
And then advance it to
because
say
you're
playing. Say you're playing.
I have those checklists for youth sports, which you guys have shown on the air.
Yeah.
If anybody answers yes to any of those questions, they have to leave immediately.
Right. And so advance it. So say we get further in the seating process
here.
Say you're up against Tampa Bay Lightning. Day of game. I got a cough. Oh, I remember what happened to me 8 days ago. I'm not writing down cough because I want to play in this game. Because I know if I write it down, they're going to sit me. So what does he learn from this experience as this thing advances deeper into the season as we get going? Say it's day game. It's math. You play it. You need this game to win.
Mm-hmm.
You checking that box if you're a player?
I don't know.
Falls on
the
player.
The issue they gave Pastrnak, though, you kind of have to be truthful, right?
Falls on the player,
after
right?
After the Pastrnak thing and the Kasha thing, right? They've got to be truthful on this, don't they?
Yes.
Bergeron, Marchand, they checking that box? Belcher.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Then it falls on the...
Should they, though?
That's my question. And this is where
I
think...
Are you at all surprised that they even have to do this?
Yeah, why do you have to go through all this?
I don't understand why...
They're testing every day.
They're testing every day.
It's almost too much over-the-top policing of it to where if you test negative, you're good for the day. See you tomorrow.
It's working.
Don't wake up and check a box. Yes, it's working. But as I'm saying, now you sat one of the top goalies in the league on one of the best teams because he checked the box where he said he had a cough.
Right.
And he's negative. And I'm good. I'm negative. I just had to sit to these 2 days. I'll be good to go. Good to go. How many of these other players learn from that?
That's a good question.
One way or the other. That's...
Right. And forget Tuukka Rask. It's other players that look at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to get caught in the thing that he got caught in.
They broke Tuukka's balls and he's fine. He tested negative and he got a cough and they still sat him.
Right.
Ooh. It's good restrictions.
People on Twitter are saying he tapped out.
See?
All right. Let's get to that next.
Wait a minute.
We'll get to it next. We're behind. We're going to get to that coming up next. Is it possible that he tapped out? Did he know that hitting I have a cough on there mean that he didn't have to go to work for a couple of days and that's why he did put that on the app? We'll get to that possibility. I don't believe it, but we'll get to that possibility coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. I had a cough, so I just clicked yes on the app, and then all kinds of red lights started blinking, and I was quarantined for 2 days. They wanted to do 2 negative tests after that, and that's it. So now I was back today.
Okay. And you feel like you'd be ready for Wednesday, or...
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think it's just like they want to be very cautious of that. you know, if there's any symptoms.
Just everybody being cautious. That's what it is. Tuukka Rask yesterday. People think he may have tapped out. T-Bone? T-Bone's a believer in this. T-Bone is absolutely a believer in Tuukka tapped out. I can tell.
Dave on Twitter, too.
A little history
here. Here's my question about Tuukka. Did he have a cough or did he cough? Because I can see Tuukka taking the free out.
Knowing that it's 2 days out?
See, that's my point. They have to know the ramifications.
Okay, why would he do that, though? So, like, the why?
Initially, that quick in, I agree. And I give him a pass.
Wouldn't he do it against Tampa or Washington? That's
my point. Just because he's, what, lazy? He doesn't want to play?
Mental midget?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Players being forced to go back into an environment put their health at risk. There's protocol. They follow the protocol, and now they're being penalized for it and being questioned their manhood.
I'm not saying it's the case, but would you put it past them?
Yeah.
First time, yes.
I wouldn't put that on him.
This happens again, and he tests negative? Yeah.
Like,
now we got a problem.
I know that he's had, as we said yesterday, he's had some he's been unavailable at inopportune times in his career. Right? It's happened a number of times where he's been unavailable. Yeah. But that's because, you know, he maybe did let it get away from him a little bit, right?
That's already turned
back. Maybe a little bit. Maybe it was a little bit too much. He had overindulged, possibly, as the rumors say, over the years.
Well, then that's on him.
So is that what it was? Do you think he was inside the bubble and he got, you know, destroyed and couldn't go?
No, I think the app ate him alive. Like, he got him.
I don't want to accuse. You
can't do that the first time, that guy that's back, forced to go back to work and put yourself at risk out there.
I don't think he's tapping out just for the sake of tapping out.
I don't either yet. I like to think he's a hell of a lot tougher than that. And now, I mean, like, here we are. We're questioning the toughness of a professional athlete during these crazy-ass times.
I'm not either.
That's why I think that maybe they didn't communicate well. And here's what's going to happen: if you check a box on this app, you're going to sit. And we're going to get two. What message does this send to the rest of the league or his team now? If you don't feel great when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel great when you wake up every morning. You're sore. You know, maybe you had a bad night's sleep, achy. What if you have a temperature?
Those are like, you know, real symptoms that you should get checked.
Kay.
Yes. Mike is in the truck. Mike.
Guys, listen, it's just like Tuukka. A couple weeks ago, he broke his finger, if you remember.
Yes.
And then he played poorly. Now he's just looking for a couple of days to get the finger ready and get going. That's Tuukka.
So he
Tuukka
just,
time.
He just wanted a couple of days off. He wanted some Tuukka time.
You got it.
Okay. Jimmy and Brighton, do you agree?
I totally agree. I hate Tuukka time, even though he's a good goalie. And let's move on. Let him poop his pants elsewhere.
Yeah. It's going to be fun watching this team down a stretch here. Huh? This is what we've waited for. Get ready to snap. Like, okay.
Yeah, but I don't.
Who's
want
got
to
the
lock.
Best chance to win? Oh, the Bruins.
I was going to say. All right. What about the here and now?
Oh my God!
What about the 2019-2020 season? Then we still have to see that to completion, do we not?
Yeah.
Let's move on from Tuukka. Well, you can't do that today.
Right.
You have faith in Halak after the other day?
No.
Yeah, what if they shoot the puck high?
Let's end that discussion right now. Play Halak. No. Nope.
You people are nuts.
No more Halak. I'm all set with Halak right now. It's Tuukka time.
Wait, were you okay with Halak being in net back in February and March?
Yeah, not
occasionally.
Anymore. Not anymore.
Okay, so the one game that you've watched in 6 months, and now you decide that you don't want to see him in net anymore.
A real game of importance. Yeah, I don't think he's played in a game that was as important as that one, maybe.
It wasn't even that important.
And how
You're
long?
Lying to yourself. You're kidding yourself if you think it's important.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
All right.
I mean, yeah, they were trying to win, and it's not like he wasn't trying, but They know. They know the importance level of these games. Yes, it's a round robin. Yes, it determines seeding. So what? So what?
I generally do understand that and agree with it in this way. You're supposed to be one of the best teams. So if your seed stinks, that should not bring down your expectations to a different level.
No.
Oh, you played crappy for three games? Fine. You're still supposed to be one of the best teams. And, well, Hardy, you've already said you won't get concerned until four games of suck from the Bruins.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, not only are you concerned a little bit about the Bruins after one game, you never want to see Halak again. Like, we're all just...
Both are true.
Well, yes. Yeah, we're all just accepting it as fact. Zoe said yesterday, it's like, well, they said on the broadcast, all you got to do is go top shelf. You beat them every time. Where was this conversation 6 months ago? I don't remember anybody saying that about Halak. I don't remember... There are issues with some of the forwards on this team. I get it. And there's issues with scoring going back to even last year at times. But no one was raising these warning flags and crying about this stuff back in February.
No, you lose 6-5. I think you put it on a lock. Like, okay, we're scoring five goals, but yet we can't stop six. That's different. When you only score one goal. And you play like crap
in one game.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
in one game,
the exhibition game they lose 4-1. The first game back they lose 4-1. Do you remember what the score was in Game 7 last year?
Don't do it
when they couldn't put the puck in the net.
It was 2-1.
Felt like 4-1. 35-1. It felt like 35-1.
Only I stopped watching after the game winner.
Do you remember what the score was against Toronto last year?
4-1.
Toronto.
In game 1. They lost 4-1.
They got a problem with 4-1 losses.
No, that's it.
Bob is on the Cape. Bob.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Turn the radio down, Bob.
Hi, Merch Man. You, Zolak, and whatever.
Right.
Hey, whatever.
What?
It sounds like you can use some Tuca time, Bob. That's what it sounds like.
What are you doing, Bob?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah. We took that call. We put that one on the board.
It is so good having sports back.
What was
it
his
really
point
is.
When he called you over there?
He said, Tuca.
He said, oh.
No problem. Put you right on hold, sir. Thank you.
Good point.
What is that?
Great just point. Driving good job,
that
Tom.
That came out of nowhere.
I'd rather have Nate screening calls right now.
Yep. I'm not going to be responsible for that guy. Being in whatever condition he's in and also with the radio on while talking to us.
Hey!
Nope.
Cape!
In the chat room.
Mudslides. Three mudslides.
What is
I'm knocking on your ass. Three of those suckers.
All right, 617-779-0985. We got plenty of good things coming up today. We have plenty of things to unbox today for Jim's office.
It's starting to pick up. Which is good.
Anthony in Foxborough sent over baseball bats. We know that they are baseball bats. He's told us they are baseball bats. We don't know what baseball bats
are. Didn't we say baseball bats would not fit on those shelves?
No, they would.
But
no, they won't.
Why won't they?
You can lay They're them too long.
Oh, really?
No. How wide are the shelves? 36 inches?
I don't know, 5 and 8 by 34.
Yeah, it's probably 34. Not quite.
Ooh, they might just fit.
It's short.
They should just fit.
I might have to cut part of the bat. I might have to cut part of the bat off.
They're not going to fit.
They're probably what? 33 and 34 inch bats. What are they?
Maybe if it goes a little diagonal, they might fit
a
little bit. Jam them in there.
I'll jam it.
That's all right. Open up the bats, take them back to your shelf, and when they don't fit, I'll say I told you so because I'd love to say I told you
maybe
so.
Maybe I'll just get some wall hangers for Jim.
By look, I don't think they're going to fit. Just by eyeball.
Beetle, we'll get them.
Well, they're in the box, Jim. How would you eyeball when they're in a tube?
I'm eyeballing the shelves and knowing what a baseball bat is. No,
thank you,
I'm eyeballing
Jim.
You're talking to Coach. Coach Jim knows the size of a bat. Okay,
right. He knows.
He deals with bats every day.
Okay, the most used bat in Major League Baseball is probably a 34 or 35 inch bat.
Yeah,
well, there's a big difference when you're talking about wood on wood.
And you think my wall's 9 feet wide? I doubt that.
Yeah.
Actually, I do. But
I could lay down. I'm 6'5". There's another 3 feet there. Sure.
I don't know.
Well, Jim, if it is 9 feet wide and you had no trim anywhere, that would give you exactly 36 inches per shelf.
Jim never has any trim.
But there's molding on the side and there's spaces in between.
Angle it.
Yeah, there's no way it's 10 feet wide, that room. No chance.
Angle,
it's like a dorm room.
They will fit. No problem. That's coming up at 10:50. 10:50. Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter coming up next.
Not going to fit.
It'll fit.
They're just not.
Make it fit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We did have a couple individuals leave the hotel. In our review, it was determined we had guys leave to get coffee, to get clothes. A guy left to have dinner at a teammate's house. There were no other guests on site. There was no salacious activity. There's no hanging out at bars, no clubs, no running around Atlanta, no running around the town. What it boiled down to on this particular trip was guys were around each other. They got relaxed and they let their guard down. They were getting together in groups. They weren't wearing masks as much as they should have. They weren't social distancing. You know, everyone was getting tested. We went the whole spring training 2.0 without a positive. And the entire traveling party got a little too comfortable. Should they have been doing that? No. And that's been addressed.
This guy, Derek Jeter.
I love him.
Lying through his teeth.
You've ever been to Atlanta, Beetle? You ever spent time in Atlanta?
Yeah, plenty of time.
Hardy, you ever been there?
No.
Lots of coffee shops.
We were there together for a week.
We spent a week there last year.
That's joking. There's a lot of people that move around the streets of Atlanta. So one went to another guy's house. So we don't know where those people were or his family and who they were going out to see that previous day or the days leading up to when he went over there for dinner. We went to clothes shopping over here, maybe at a mall, which is packed. Or you go to the nice section up in, what's that? What's the name of it?
Buckhead.
Yeah, I almost said the other thing, F-head. But Buckhead and a lot of people in and out of there. So you've got guys going to 5-6 different locations to do things.
Yeah.
And then you all come back and that's not smart, right?
You think it was just them going out to get coffee?
I think it'd be fine for them just to go down to the hotel bar and go back upstairs or the hotel pool and go back upstairs.
Not anymore.
Hold on.
I'm fixing the mic. Hold on. Hey, Engineer Charlie, all I have to do is put it in a death grip like this and press down on that cable and it stops the hum.
Do you have any tinfoil in the other room?
Oh, here he comes.
Listen to that door.
Here he comes to save the day.
I didn't know your name was Charles.
Is Charles like Boysenberry or something?
Charles Boysenberry. It's like some like...
Henneberry.
Yeah, it does.
When Charles Henneberry.
Look at this, Charlie. I hold it like that. It goes away. It's gone, right?
Let go.
It's still sort of hear it.
Okay, now listen. When I let go, listen.
It's worse.
Still hum.
It's not all that different, though, from our end.
What do you want me to do? He's going to run a new cable.
We heard him say that. That mic's very sensitive.
Jesus Christmas.
I think we should swap out the mic.
I don't think it's the mic.
Charles,
I think it's the cable.
Look back at me like I'm an idiot for suggesting that we
take
one of the same mics that we have in this studio and moving it to that studio. I mean, I hear it still. It sounds like it's a microphone in a big room with a fan running.
Can you run on this for me, like for 10 hours? Because I'm going to put this on my phone to go to sleep.
This is great ambient
noise Hardy over there.
I'm going to turn my mic off until we fix this. Okay.
No, this sounds great. I'm so comfortable.
I think Nesson can use that as a crowd noise.
I'm so comfortable right now.
Our guys were not running all around town in Atlanta. Derek Jeter said.
No, they weren't running. Like they weren't going to clubs and stuff like you people think they were. They went to a coffee joint, get some Wi-Fi, hang out, get a crumpet, maybe get some tea.
We had guys leave to get coffee. Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, had to run and get clothes. That's essential,
he's blaming
right?
this on coffee?
Or clothes.
Come on.
Clothes.
Guy left to have dinner at a teammate's house.
That's always smart.
There were no other guests on site?
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever said there were any guests on site. Said they went to clubs. Yeah. This is like a...
There's no hanging out at bars.
Oh, boy.
No clubs, no running around Atlanta.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals are now the next team to deal with it. 13 positive coronavirus tests, 7 players on the team, and they are now
dealing
with cancellations. They have 8 players or 8 people who have tested positive who are showing signs with headache, coughs, low-grade fevers as of right now. They've got some symptoms there. And it's leading to more cancellations in baseball, which at some point is going to screw the schedule up if the players don't actually listen to now what they're being told, which is stay in your hotel room. Don't leave your hotel room. You got to stay there. No leaving. No go. When you're on the road, you got to stay at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's the new rule. Will they follow it?
Yes.
I don't think they're going to follow it. I don't think they're going to listen to it.
Could you go to Radio Row all week, though, for 1 week and just go right to Radio Row and then do nothing but stay in the hotel the rest of the week?
Yeah, if we had a pandemic and yeah, I could. Nice hotel, good food, absolutely.
I mean, these guys are in nice hotels. They're not in the Motel 6.
If you could do it, then they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, you just said it yesterday, 20-25% of our season's done pretty much, right? You're a fifth of the way in. Really need to run to get that shirt or socks or belt? I mean, like...
They have 7-8 weeks left, right?
I know you want to get out and move around, and it's, you know, to be outside. You feel like you're outside. You can walk down the street. Like, but you don't know who was in that shop. You don't know how they cleaned it. You don't know how many people touched that door when you touched that door when you walked in. Did you wash your hands right away after you touched that door or not? Like, if you told me, okay, you're going to cover a sporting event, the World Championship, the Super Bowl, the biggest thing ever. You're going to be on Radio Row, but... we're going to walk you from Radio Row to your nice hotel, and you're going to eat at that hotel, and you're going to work, and then you're flying out at the end of the week. You do it. Because that's what you do for work.
Yeah, I just don't know.
These guys are getting paid so good.
I just don't have a ton of faith in them.
How many Cespedeses are there out there? You know, like, I don't think there are any that many ballplayers are that nuts. You already committed to going back to doing this. You know you're going to be away from your family. If you didn't, you opted out. Do what David Price did. Like, you're in it now. You're in it.
Matt's in Charlestown on Tuca. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Here's what I'm thinking. Every year for Game 7, we trot out the $7 million traffic cone. What's the problem with trying Halak? He's streaky. The insanity is doing this every year and expecting Tuca to change. He's never going to change. Mentally, he's not there. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he can't win big games. What's wrong with trying Halak for this opening and just seeing how it goes?
All right, well, Matt, he hung up. Who's a better goalie?
Oh, Tuca.
Of course.
There's no debate.
But
in spots when you know a guy at times maybe can't handle it, it's nice to have.
Right, if Tuca plays poorly, that's when you do it.
That was my point last year when we were getting into it and say he craps
the bed.
Okay,
but he didn't.
I know he didn't.
Like, he wasn't the issue.
And we compliment him for that because he embraced it as it went on. It looked like, okay, wow, he's really the leader of this team as they're going down a stretch here.
If he plays poorly, then I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it right now. I don't understand that right now. Wow, we got a team of engineers in there right now with Hardy.
Oh, panic.
We're going to get to the first segment of unboxing of the goods for Jim's office. We'll do that next. Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in. Sort of disappointed in our listeners a little bit. I mean, I love the amount of packages that are being sent. Like, you know, the animal. I'm looking forward to an animal coming in here one day. Could be a kangaroo. Could be a baby kangaroo. I think the snake's the best thing to do. Because if you mail a snake, you really can't. The snake doesn't make noises, right? It can move in the box. But if you pack that thing in there enough and the snake's small enough, you can get that sucker in here.
Tom made a good point. Felger has an extra dog now, so.
I hate that he did that because, like, now my family wants to do it. Bentley's still.
They don't want to do it the way he did it.
Maybe I do want to do it that way.
Really?
Maybe I just want to fly out of state. I'm not going to come in for a couple weeks, guys.
Put him on TV and talk in doggy talk for a few seconds.
I mean, a question. Isn't he the big germaphobe guy, like, in the building?
Typically, yes.
But he thought it was good to fly there to grab a dog and come back? And everything's...
Apparently.
Where did he fly to?
I don't think he has revealed the exact location.
It starts with an A.
Alaska. He went to Alaska to get the dog.
Looked good on TV yesterday, though.
He admitted yesterday that's why he's at home. He was quarantining due to the doggy pickup.
It's tough. Tough quarantine, Donner.
Doggy pickup. A, but not Andover. You're saying out
Correct.
Of state.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still there. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still
Dennis,
there.
Dennis, you messed that up. Charlie had it perfect. The captain engineer.
I think it's something going on in that room. Is there some sort of fan running in underneath there?
No. There's all kinds of buttons and levers and fans and computer things. But it's Jim, it's not as bad as it was, is it?
It is now.
It feels it's just back. The same. Doesn't sound any different to us. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Unchanged. Terrible. I don't think it's the mic.
Dennis messed it up. Charlie had it.
I was so proud of Charlie and me. I thought we had fixed it.
You did. And Dennis screwed it up.
All right, let's get to it. People have sent in plenty of items here today, including baseball bats.
I do have one other thing. Dick Jermelli. He's got this out of his car for me. He had this at home.
What is that?
It's a Bruins puck signed by Aaron Ward.
Oh. That's the guy Fred hang up on?
It says 17. It doesn't look like Lucic, but I would assume it's Lucic. I don't know how old this puck is.
Of course it is.
Sure.
And then there's another random 47. Pre-Tory Krug, though. Tom's narrowed this down. He's been searching all morning to figure out who the hell this is.
Who is it?
It's either Peter Kallis, who everyone knows, of course.
I don't remember that name.
Martin St. Pierre.
Oh, that one I do.
I remember that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
I remember Martin St. Pierre. I don't remember Peter Kallis.
You're not Martin. Not Marty St. Louis. St.
No,
Pierre.
Not the beauty contest thing. Yeah, no.
Beauty contest?
Marty St. Louis or the NHL Awards.
Oh, right, the NHL
Whatever.
Awards.
The woman that read it. Whatever. I thought it was like, bring some beauty queen up to
All
read
right.
them.
All right, now the bats.
Thanks. Now the baseball bats from, again, Anthony in Foxborough. Very kind of him to not only provide these bats for the shelves, but to bring them here himself yesterday, drop them off in the lobby or outside the lobby door. Ooh, oh, boy, that is nice.
Doug Mirabelli.
Mirabelli is one of those.
Louisville Slugger, 28 nice. In the bottom.
Like that? Ooh. Like that? How many inches is that? Is that going to fit?
I can't tell.
There's no way. T-Bone already measured it. Did you see the dimensions that T-Bone sent? T-Bone sent to our text chain the measurement of the shelf. It's just over 30 inches.
Oh, yeah. Nope. That's not
that sucker ain't fit.
That's not going to fit.
No way.
Never mind. I take it back. I thought they were 36 inches.
You know what we should do, though?
You got a 23?
A what?
23, number 23.
Brian Daubach.
That one's used. This thing's really used.
So are the bats signed, or are they just like player model bats?
I don't see a signature.
All right,
on this
good.
One.
So they're just player bats.
Okay.
Okay.
What we need to do is buy Jim
this
one of those.
It's got a nice dark mark on it from a. The Daubach bomb. Spitting out his chew that he always had in him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You have collectible things where you have the little racks.
We're going to get him a bat rack.
We're going to get him a bat rack.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Jim, it's going to be like a sports
show. Yeah, there's more coming, too. More bats coming. People
oh, good.
Are saying, oh, I didn't realize they didn't fit on the shelves. I said, no, we'll
all right,
we'll,
I gotta,
we'll,
I gotta,
we'll get a bat rack.
I got a couple bats in my basement I can bring in, like softball bats.
You know those bat racks where they just, it's one piece of wood? It's got the cutout?
Yeah, you just hang the.
You can hang like, you know, 5 or 10, whatever size it is you buy.
Yeah.
We'll get you one.
26? You know who that is.
Maloney.
Wade Boggs. Sweet Lou.
That's a tiny little bat.
A little guy. It's a little guy. He's a little guy.
That, you feel these bats next to each other. This is a skinny bat.
Lou Maloney?
Lou went with the black one, huh?
Somewhere Shaughnessy's ears are perking up. Someone say bats? Oh, yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Shaughnessy needs to bring in his tennis racket that he hit the bats with. And he could sign it.
That, see?
All right.
That's the type of memorabilia.
Yes.
I mean, I know these are cool, nice items, but I mean, nothing really like uniquely funny about them. The tennis racket that Shaughnessy used to kill the bat in his house.
Bingo.
That's an item for the shelf.
The football I tried to kill Chachi with, and Fred.
I imagine the tennis racket is also like a wooden.
Yes, head.
Yeah. A wooden tennis racket. For Dan Jones.
And it has that frame on it. With
the frame with the
four screws. He had to
tighten them up.
What was the other one? Voight, AMF.
Yep.
I think those are all big tennis brands.
Ooh, look at those. Yeah, those are nice.
Nice bats here.
Some nice stick right
those
there.
Those are too nice for Jim's shelf.
Mm. Hey, Zoe, you want one?
Let me see one.
Who's this one? This is the Dabok.
What do you mean you want one? Oh. Those are for Jim's shelf.
Yeah, no, just to hold, you know?
Dabok had that fat ass. He had that damn roach ass, that big, wide, fat ass. Yeah, just looked like all legs and ass and a little
271. A lot of guys use this bat. Very popular bat, this Louisville Slugger.
These are heavy.
There is a marked difference between that bat and the others, though, huh?
It is a lot lighter.
Get a lot
around
lighter.
Quick on this one. Yeah, Lou.
Heavy.
Lou, we got Lou Maloney's bat. We got Doug Mirabelli's. Wow. Mirabelli should have lightened up his bat. Get the thing around a little
He just swung for the fences.
I know.
I'm going to catch knuckleballs and swing for the fences. That was his game.
Right, but didn't he strike out quite a bit?
Yeah. He hit a lot of home runs for a backup catcher, too.
I think it was the bat.
He was like Merrill.
The bat was a little heavy.
Swing, Merrill.
Yeah. Record for home runs and for strikeouts.
When Jim gets bored, he can play that game. Like, you know, in the office, you put the hands on top. Who's last one on top?
Yeah.
With who?
All right.
Himself. Him and Schmatz.
Swing those bats around. You guys look like the baseball furies from the Warriors. Right. Yeah, paint your faces up. And
all right, what else we got? By the way, Anthony brought a package for me as well. I have to open that at some point.
You want to open that now or do you want to open the rest of them later? We have, four more packages plus the box for you.
Oh, we should do a headline.
Let me let you open your box first and then we'll open them later.
You're going to bring it in?
Yeah.
All right. I'll open the one from Anthony and then we'll do another segment later of opening boxes.
I thought this was going to be a bad show today.
Zoe had the line of the day this morning in our office.
Which was?
Sports have complicated
our
show.
Sports have really complicated matters on this show.
We were in a rhythm.
You know, I tell you what we need here. Soundtrack to the movie 7 while we're doing this. We can have Brad Pitt saying, "What's in the box? Oh, come on, what's in the box?"
Yes, it's a head. Head
spoiler,
box.
Spoiler alert.
Head box.
Okay, it's a bobblehead.
There is a head in the box.
It's a bobblehead, and it's a musical bobblehead. I don't know who it is yet. This person is holding a guitar. We'll see who it is.
Bobbleheads don't fit on the shelves either.
It's a Dave Matthews bobblehead.
You could have had anything worse than that.
That's who that is.
That's
hey
for you?
Now, hey, mo, hey, now.
I think this might be equal parts pissing Zoe off as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a Dave Matthews bobblehead.
Worst concerts I've ever been to. Matthews and then Springsteen.
Right.
Awful.
Right.
How about McCone from the top rope?
Dave Matthews.
McCone from the top rope yesterday.
I haven't seen Dave Matthews since last summer.
Walked out of Dave Matthews.
That bobblehead looks like a cross between Rich Shurtenlieb and Neil Sedaka.
Oh, calendar girl. Hey, guess what this is? This is an hour and a half before kickoff at the old Foxborough Stadium.
You better be careful, though. I met a lot of our listeners at that show, at that Dave show last summer.
Oh, like I've never called it, like I've seen it?
I'm just saying. Don't piss that crowd off.
Oh.
They'll go like barefoot to the beach with their guitar.
See, I can't hear what you're saying. I can't make no words up mumble. Hang on, hang on.
Thank you, Anthony in Foxborough. Very thoughtful.
Take the batteries out of that thing.
Out of what thing?
I thought it's a musical thing.
It's a bobblehead.
Oh, I thought you said it made songs.
I said no, it's Jim's musical in nature.
Jim's playing that song.
Oh!
Damn, that thing sounds pretty good for a little bobblehead.
Quality. Must be Bose.
He really thought the music was coming from this.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
It piped right from the bobblehead, right into his headphones.
He thought I hit the top and this song started.
Well, hit the top of it again and Jim.
Hold on, ready? Ready? I'll do it again. Ready, Jim? I'm going to hit the bobblehead for Zoe.
You hit it too hard, it actually turned off, too.
Alarm clock.
That's the greatest gift ever. We need a Bon Jovi one now. We need a Bon Jovi one. And you tap the head, you tap the top of the head, it plays "This Is Our House."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.